Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
On the podcast today, looks like we've found something really, really helpful. We can donate the artwork to that Kate and Kyle put together in our latest Kate vs. Kyle. So hang about. Going to meet a bloke named Peter to talk about that, Kate.
We also have a really nice chat to Carolyn Heward, a really informative chat about how you talk to your children about difficult situations or sort of traumatic situations off the back of what happened in Bondi last week.
Really, really pivotal listening, I think, for all parents. Hang about. It's coming up. The Cliffo and Kate podcast.
He is one of the finest sports people North Queensland has ever produced.
Hi, it's Kyle Felt.
And she is Kate.
Hello.
This is Triple M's Kate versus Kyle.
We just finished the fourth Kate versus Kyle. It was a Pino and Picasso challenge. So off the back of this, we have these two beautiful paintings sitting. Sitting there in our kitchen, and Kyle took out the competition. Mm. We wanted to do something nice with the pictures, and we reckon we might have found something.
We have a bloke on the phone right now. His name is Peter Wheeler. He is the chairman of the Salvation Army Red Shield Appeal. G'day, Peter. Welcome to the show, mate.
Morning, Cliffo. Morning, Kate. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, mate.
I hear this is an important Friday, but Friday, May 17th, so a couple of Fridays, even more important. What's happening on the morning of Friday, May 17th?
Mate, absolutely. It's the official launch of the Red Shield Appeal for Townsville anyway. It's a very big popular corporate breakfast, guys. It's been running for over 25 years, and we've always been very fortunate to have great support from the local business community to raise a lot of funds that we need to keep the salvos going, particularly the way things are out there at the moment.
Tell us how the salvos support the people of North Queensland. What do you guys do?
Oh, geez, Kate, they do so much, really. I mean, I guess you start with our resource and recovery centre over in Melton Black Drive near the airport. That's, I guess, for people that unfortunately are suffering from addiction and the like. So that's a very big facility, cost a fortune to build a few years back, and it costs a hell of a lot of money to run year in, year out. But, you know, they're dealing with people, you know, whether people suffering from domestic violence at the moment. We know there's a housing crisis, a cost of living crisis. The salvos are dealing with people that they've never really seen before, who are victims of this climate we find ourselves in.
They're just heroes, the Sallies, aren't
they? Like absolutely
that. Work of the Red Shield Appeal is just, it's so vital. Peter, and look, down to brass tacks, I believe at this launch breakfast that you guys have, there's a charity auction. Is that correct?
Mate, look, we used to have them years ago, Cliffo. We did, and we used to raise some really good coin off the back of them, but then they died for some reason. Hoping we might be able to bring it back.
Okay, well, right. Have you thought about maybe bringing it back with some two pretty key pieces of artwork out of North Queensland from two very well-known artists by the name of Kate Gibbold and Kyle Felt?
Well, that sounds fantastic. I think they'd go really, really well. And Kate, no offense, but I think Feldies might just raise a bit more money than yours, being the legend that he is and the leading try scorer for the Cowboys ever.
There was talk, Peter, to avoid embarrassment, of maybe because they're the same pitch, maybe doing like a twofer deal, bundling them up and auctioning them off as one.
Yeah, look, that might be the go, Cliffo, I think.
Or as Beck put it, our producer, she's like, what did she say? Buy Kyle's, get Kate's free.
It's like buying the other steak knives and you get like that complimentary prize for free. Like, mine's the complimentary one.
Hey, guys, I'll tell you what, but it'd be greatly appreciated because I'm really sure we probably would bundle them up, but I think we'd get a bit of coin on the morning because, I mean, everybody knows Feldy really well. They know he's a legend. And
then
look,
there's
I
Kate.
I just think it'd be fantastic. And then there's Kate. But, Kate, we'll give you a plug. Don't worry.
All right.
Happy to contribute. That sounds like an absolutely cracking idea for the artworks that came out of Kate versus Cole. Can we lock it in, Peter?
It's locked in, absolutely.
Quite literally the best thing to ever come out of Kate vs. Kyle. So happy to help the Salvation Army and the big Red Shield Appeal launch. If people want to get involved, what can they do, Peter?
Mate, just tell them to call Collier's Townsville. They can either ask for myself or Amanda, and they can secure their seats there. We get about 400 people on the morning. We've got some great entertainment. We got the great Wade Chiesa, our MC.
Oh, he's nice. Awesome.
The good man, Pricey himself, agreed to stay on as our ambassador, which he's been for, good Lord, as long as I can remember. So, yeah, it's a really, really great morning of entertainment.
4722244 if you want to grab those tickets. Collier's is the place to contact. He's the managing director at Collier's and, importantly, the chairman of the Salvation Army Red Shield Appeal. Peter Wheeler, thank you so much, and let's get some good coin for those paintings, eh?
Yeah, we will, and thank you very much, guys. Triple M have been absolutely awesome to us. So thanks again, and have a great weekend.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test back on Monday morning after 8 a.m. Friday, we got a 7 out of 10. Thursday, we got a 9 out of 10. So I'm smelling a winner in the air, Kate.
So close. The question is, Cliffo, which Ukrainian city has a chicken dish named after it?
Oh, Kiev. Chicken Kiev.
Bang on. Bang on!
And anything about deep fried chicken, I'm going to know the answer. That's a really good question. Kiev, your free answer for Monday's pressure test on Triple M.
Cliffo and Kate with the good, good, good news.
I love this segment every Friday. We talk about the good news coming out of North Queensland. You might have done something or heard about something that happened in your community. You might have just become a grandparent or something sweet. It doesn't have to be front page of the newspaper kind of stuff.
More so than ever, I think this is the week where we need to do Good News Friday. The headline's always dominated by bad news, so this is where we just put that aside. And North Queensland, we celebrate your just tiny little nuggets of joy. 133353 if you've got one. For inspo, Julie called through last week and she wanted to nominate her local newsagent for Good News Friday.
My congratulations is to Trevor. He's been a local in our suburb for 30 plus years that I know of.
Yeah.
And, he's sold all the lotto since then, so congratulations to him.
He said, to further story there, so Stuart, the gentleman was from Stuart Drive. Stuart Drive News Agency. And he sold a winning ticket.
Good. That's wonderful for our region. Cliffo, some of the news that's dominated me, apart from all the yucky stuff, the good stuff was that Molly the Magpie, I think, was reunited with Peggy. I thought that was really sweet. So I've got a bit of an animal sort of good news story that was coming out of the States, actually, this week. It was a cross-country coach in the United States. He was having problems motivating his cross-country runners.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, cross country's hard and it's a crappy sort of thing to do. So what he thought he would do was he contacted a local animal shelter and he said, hey, have you got any animals that basically need a run? So he's paired with the animal shelter. So now his cross country runners are running with these dogs that need some love, that need a run.
How good is that?
He said that kids love dogs, dogs love running. It's a match made in heaven. Since he started this collaboration almost 12 months ago, there's also been 27 animal adoptions
that have happened
because people have fallen in love with the dogs that they run.
How good is that?
That's a good story, isn't it?
That I love too, because for the runners, you've got a reason to actually run.
Across country,
you'd be like, why am I actually doing this? I know I'm doing it. It's for the dog next to me.
Very sweet. And the fact that some beautiful animals have found homes out of it, I thought was a really, really sweet story.
Look, it hasn't got to be as elaborate as anything we've sort of highlighted there. It could be as simple as finding a $5 note on the footpath.
Jeez, that'd be good. That'd be very good.
Take it. Very excited about $5 there, Kate. Someone bring this woman $5 stat.
I think it would be good luck if you were to find money on the floor.
Look, 133353, give us a call right now. Good News Friday, whatever your good news, the smaller the better, we always say here at Triple M. I would love to share yours. 133353. Mick, what's your good news, mate?
Hey, mate. Pricey used to call me the happy truckie when I was doing stuff for the Golden Octopus.
Yeah, great local charity.
The Golden Octopus is now closed down.
Right.
We couldn't run it anymore as a show. We had $100,000 there.
Wow. Yep.
For Crook Kids and that. We put a lot into families and kids, everything. And the $100,000 has now gone to smaller charities that look after crook kids.
Wow.
We just passed it on.
Mick, I can hear a bit of emotion in your voice when you talk about that.
You wouldn't believe it. Yeah. I can't handle sick kids. I used to go to the hospital and talk to them and that. Yeah. But in the majority of cases, we had death involved, you know, so. It wasn't too flash, I can tell you.
Mick, I'm so pleased that the funds that the Golden Octopus has raised is now going to other smaller charities and are helping where it needs to be helped the most, which is sick kids.
And thank you for the work you've done in that space, Mick. And
kids.
And I guess good on you for seeing the positive out of what is, you know, has been a pretty dark thing around your life by the sound of it. But the positive of that, you know, what that's going to do and that money going to smaller charities, you know, I can hear a bit of pride in your voice there, Mick. So, mate, that's some bloody great news. Thank you for sharing it.
Right, I've helped.
See you, mate. 1-333-353, you too. Kay, what's your good news?
Hi. I just rang to say that my husband and I have just celebrated 50 years of marriage.
Wow-wee.
50 years.
Congratulations, Kay. That is an amazing milestone. So what is the secret of a good marriage then?
Probably I'd say never go to bed or never go away from each other on argument. Always, you know, sort of. Even if it's a pretend kiss, just do it.
It's a classic one, that one. But I think there's like a lot of truth to it. Hey, like don't go to bed angry.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and I mean,
What sort of marriage? Have you guys got one of those marriages where you do everything together, Kay? Or you've definitely got your own separate interests and hobbies? Like where do you guys sit on that spectrum?
We do a lot of things together, yes, but we have, you know, always done a lot of things together, but there's always been some separate interests as well. Yes.
I think that's important.
I think it's absolutely important to have your own interests, and you're a testament to that, Kay. 50 years is absolutely amazing. Congratulations.
Looking forward to 51.
Yeah, good on you. Call us when you make it.
Couch potato, couch potato, 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 potato.
Just in time for the weekend, Kate.
Perfect.
This is where I selflessly spend hours on the couch working on that butt groove to bring you what is worth looking at in the world of streaming and movies and entertainment, Kate. And I want to bring you a series from South Korea this week. It's on Netflix. It's called Parasite the Grey. This was labelled the new Squid Game.
I was going to say, when I thought of South Korea straight away, I went straight to Squid Games, which I have not seen.
Have you not seen Squid Game?
I've not seen Squid Games.
Oh, my God, Kate. You would love it.
Really?
Anyone who hasn't seen it. That was the show that got, if you remember, it got really popular because it was around the start of the pandemic. So we were all sort of spending a lot of time at home. But that's an incredible show. And, it's one of the most watched shows in Netflix history. It may be the most watched show. So another sort of big budget thing from South Korea.
Got it.
Obviously, this kind of drew parallels. And Parasite the Grey, just to give you a real kind of like layman's terms kind of breakdown of it. It's based off like a manga comic. Which is one of those like
comic.
What would you call it? Like anime?
Oh right, got it. Yes,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it was based off like a comic from over in Korea, and it's pretty far out. Like I'd actually describe it as being a bit science fiction. But essentially, there's these little parasites on Earth that I think they've come from outer space, and they need to find a human host. So they almost look like a little witchetty grub or something, and they sort of crawl around really fast.
Oof.
And then they'll find a human host and they'll crawl into like your nose or your mouth or your ear or something. And then the parasite essentially takes over the body and it turns, think of it then like a zombie kind of thing.
Yeah.
The person's soul is dead. The body is just like a host for the parasite now. And it becomes like a bit of a monster, like they become very violent. They can sort of split their bodies open. And, you know, there's teeth inside them and they can eat other humans and stuff like that.
So, I'm suddenly feeling very itchy when you talk about parasites and worms and things crawling into orifices.
In your nose. Like, from what I've described there, like, obviously it's big budget, like, to pull off all that sort of CGI stuff. It looks incredible. I got a little grab of the trailer here. It is, of course, in Korean.
You're going to translate it for us this morning, Cliffo?
Let me just say the subtitles will be my friend. But I thought with trailers, it doesn't matter. You kind of get the feel anyway, if it's a different language.
The vibe.
Yeah.
The 안에 있는 기생생물이다. 너랑 내가 합치지 않았다면 둘 다 모두 죽었을 거야.
인간은 우리에 대한 연구를 하고 우리를 쫓고 우리를 학살하려 하고 있습니다.
See what I mean? It sounds cool, even though it's Korean.
It sounds very suspenseful. It sounds very like Hunger Games-ish, you know, that has that sort of suspense that sort of builds. Yeah.
The choice you have to make is, are you going to watch it with like Korean language and subtitles?
Yeah.
Or do that awful English, like, overdub thing like they used to do on Monkey Magic.
What'd you go for?
My choice, and I did this with, well, I started watching Squid Game with the English overdub, and a friend of mine said, try it with the Korean and just read the subtitles. And I think you get a much better experience because you actually get to hear the emotion that
That's
the actor
true.
Is, you know what I mean? You get to hear the real product, not just some low budget, like overdub thing. So I would suggest watching it, you know, in Korean with the subtitles.
So this is a series, Cliffo, or a movie, did you say?
Series.
Okay.
Six apps, all under an hour.
Oh, okay. You know, you're straight to the good stuff. You know my questions.
Yeah, six apps, all under an hour. And the rating might surprise you. I give it. That's a long drum roll. Only 2.5 spuds out of 5.
Ooh.
Started with so much promise.
Did it?
And you could hear I was sort of really enthusiastic about it. And the first few eps, like a lot of action, Kate, but it slows down. And I, you know how you get to a series now and I find myself like I'm halfway through and I'm kind of dragging myself to the
You're just trying to finish it. You get it
I'm
done.
I'm just trying. Tick like
in
I'm,
the box.
I figure that I'm like halfway through it now. I just sort of want to finish the race.
So you haven't finished it yet?
No, I haven't finished it yet, but I'm going to try and persevere this weekend. If you want to have a crack, you may be more patient than me. Check out Parasite, The Grey, all eps streaming now on Netflix.
Couch potato, 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 potato.